Sybil. That's where we are. We're in Montgomery, Alabama. J. Anthony Brown.
Watch out there now, Tom. Johnny, baby, what's going on? Sibalula later. We are in Alabama. Alabama. Bama.
Yes. And back in Dallas in the Red Velvet Cake Studios this morning. Boys to Men.
To the end of the... Okay, all right.
They're in the Red Velvet Cake Studios, and we're in Montgomery, Alabama, in the Cotton Gin Studios.
I like the catfish pond.
Catfish pond?
We're in the catfish pond, man. You can relax at the catfish pond. Hang your feet out, man, you know. Yeah. Put your feet in the water, chill out. You don't chill out in the cotton field. Oh. There's no chilling out, man. Get your big lemonade in the catfish pond, you know what I'm saying? Some potato salad, you know, just have a good time. In the catfish pond.
Check, 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 check.
Check, 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 check.
You don't hear Sybil's microphone? Oh, okay. Okay, Super Dave. Hold up. Yeah.
Well, I personally
can't. Now, how about now? Okay. We're good. I like catfish pond.
You like catfish pond?
Yeah, I do. I think that's the way to go. The catfish pond is the way
catfish
to go.
Catfish pond works
yeah.
for me.
Yeah, he's working on some, Dave.
I know that.
I think if we go with catfish.
We'll go with catfish. And see if we can get it to be gone.
Oh, man. And that makes you hungry.
Catfish
too.
Is just a laid-back type of term.
Yeah, that's true.
Johnny's right. A catfish pond.
All right. Super Dave, are you ready? Okay, previously on the Tom Jones Morning Show, we were in Atlanta, and
wow, that seems so long ago.
It really does, man.
And yet, it was just 24 hours ago we were in Atlanta.
Yeah,
starting.
You know,
the show.
We've been so many places, we forget where we are. We really do, man. Yeah. What's my room number?
No.
I don't know. So previously, we were in Atlanta. When we left you, George Wallace and Don D.C. Curry were
all together. The three are Negroes. We had fun.
The three are Negroes. J. Anthony Brown.
George
Wallace and Don D.C. Curry.
Oh, that was
then
fun.
We went to the McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried to set a record again.
Did
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, we did good.
We did well.
We did very well.
I don't think we beat your brother, though.
No, he's still the king.
He's still the king
so far. And then we got on the bus, and we drove from Atlanta to Montgomery, Alabama, to a casino in
Wetumpka.
Wetumpka, Alabama.
And it rises out of nowhere.
It's just driving.
You drive and drive, and then bam. And then, whoa, you're here.
And last night, we had a happy hour.
Oh, was it happy?
Oh, God.
We met some people.
This casino is you can smoke. So there's a lot of
cigarettes. I noticed that. You can smoke in the lobby, right.
Very free with the cigarettes.
And the drinks are really cheap. This is an Indian casino. Mm.
It's the Porch Creek Tribe.
Porch Creek.
And say that very slowly.
Porch Creek Tribe.
Very nice.
Oh, my goodness.
It holds up to anything in Vegas. Anything you've seen in Vegas.
It is magnificent.
Except for the casino. It's crazy. I don't understand. They got slot machines, but the slot machines aren't real. Slot machines are like bingo or something like that. But anyway, they've been open since December. It's a very nice.
It's lovely.
Very, very, very nice. And
they got a big show coming up.
Charlie Wilson sold out.
It's
their first show that they've ever done, and it's sold out. And man, my sweet.
Oh my gosh. Unbelievable.
It's like you don't want to go home now.
I know, right?
I was almost late.
Yeah.
Because
The toilet and the shower.
Is the one that Don Lemon was talking about.
The one that Don Lemon was talking
this
about.
This is the one that all men, they kind of gather around it.
Yeah, it's,
and then
it
you
is
hear
amazing.
The hallelujah angels, you know, the chorus rather, and you know, like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's one of those.
Your butt has never been treated so nice.
It's so comfortable.
It has air, it has heat, it has water, it has lights.
It's got music.
It really does. And
it's got a CD player.
And it does.
And it has a remote control that you can cradle in your hands. And it's just
unbelievable.
I've never seen men so excited.
I was sitting there. I didn't want to leave.
I know, that's right.
And then the shower, I couldn't work.
I didn't know how to work the shower.
And that's going to make for an interesting morning.
No, I just we
hit the hot spot.
Yeah, we hit the hot spot.
I don't know.
We're good.
We've already had a ride here. But it was that the Wind Creek Casino is really nice.
It's really nice.
And we went in Tom's suite, and it was just like,
oh yeah.
It has its own movie theater.
Oh my God.
That seats 25.
What?
Yes. Yes. It has a lap pool. Yes. It's got, you got like 17 fireplaces.
Man, it is unbelievable.
Nice. And you keep going, this is Alabama.
This is nice.
This is Alabama.
You keep going.
Okay.
This is Alabama.
That's what I kept saying. And you kept saying, yeah.
And everybody's so friendly.
Oh,
hey, sweetie. How you doing, sweetie?
Oh my God!
The white lady's coming. Hey, sweetie.
And now, were you ready for that?
Okay.
Man.
The whole Jinx thing has gone too far.
Oh
no! You won last night.
Coming up this morning. I won.
Yeah, but everybody he took a picture with, I told him, if you take a picture with him, you're not gonna win any money.
You know that, right?
Then he was telling me, if you touch Tom, you're gonna lose all your money. Don't touch him.
But it was a nice comeback last night.
Yeah, you did good last night.
Nice comeback for the Royals last night.
You're back.
Yeah, I'm back.
They're tied at 1-1, so it's all.
Nobody
it's all
won any money here, but you know. Hey.
Coming up this morning, another episode of Undone.
Okay. They got you.
Yeah,
got you again.
It's the Cincinnati Bengals story.
Wow. Oh no!
It needed to be told.
Oh no!
Our first season of Undone was Civil War leaving us all by ourselves on the road.
Then it was the breakup.
The second episode, previously, was the Huggy Lowdown Chris Paul breakup.
Mm-hmm.
And this episode of Undone is about the Cincinnati Bengals.
And the Joyner Jinx.
It's gotten out of hand now.
Oh, sure.
I'm going to play this one, and then that's going to be the end of the bit.
Unless something to somebody else.
Unless Jay does something.
Yeah. I'm not going. I can't take it anymore. It hurts too
bad.
Oh.
Yes,
aww.
My feelings.
Your feeling is hurt?
Yes, my feeling is
my
hurt.
My feeling is hurt.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this will be the last of all Undone.
Right. You're done with Undone.
Done with Undone.
I'm done with Undone.
Okay.
Then we'll do an Undone about how it's being Undone.
Undone. The Undone.
One of the greatest, most successful groups of all time is in the Red Velvet Cake Studios this morning, Boys to Men. They have new music.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming up at the bottom of the hour. I did a musical tribute to James Brown when we were Augusta.
Right.
I did Otis Redding when we were in Macon.
Right.
Who am I going to do here in Montgomery, Alabama?
Who?
The Commodores.
Why not?
But of course.
That's right. The Commodores, 40 miles down the road from Tuskegee. And we played here in Montgomery at the Elks Club.
Boy, laughing too.
Because just to hear him say,
we played.
We played here in Montgomery at the Elks Club. And the Lakos. You don't know that about the Lakers.
No, we don't.
What is
it? It was owned by a Q, so it was purple and gold.
And didn't stay open long.
Yeah, it stayed open a long time.
Really? Under same management?
Did you hear me say Lakers?
Lakers.
Yeah, Lakers. That's social spelled backwards.
Huh? Oh, you fancy.
The Commodores. Back in the day, the Commodores.
That's right.
So a special tribute to the Commodores coming up next on the TJMS. We're in the Gump this morning.